1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's National Accessibility Week, and joining us on the phone line is Roger Court with the City of Stratford's Accessibility Advisory Committee. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Jamie.
Roger, it's great to be checking in. This is certainly a big week, as we talk about, with National Accessibility Week, but locally, accepting nominations. So, Roger, tell us what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's right. So just to talk about the week, National Accessibility Week, it actually started, it was inspired in 1988 by Rick Hansen's Man in Motion World Tour, and it's a chance to celebrate Canadians with disabilities and raise awareness for the critical need for accessibility and inclusion for all our communities and workplaces. And in Stratford, what we're doing is, as we did last year to kickstart the week, we are opening nominations for our annual Accessibility Award. And the Accessibility Award has been awarded 14 years in a row, so this will be the 15th year. And we're looking for nominations for any organization or business or individual that has worked hard to make their space or their service accessible or inclusive for all members of our community.
So that's pretty amazing, Roger. This is the 15th year for this. And from your vantage point, how are we doing? I mean, I'm looking at the list of past winners. Stratford Festival won last year. How are we doing overall, do you think?
Yeah, I think as a community, Stratford is doing a good job. As with anything in life, there's always room for improvement. And we can always keep moving forward together, breaking down barriers for our community and having everyone contribute to our collective community. And in general, the past winners, like, you're in pretty good company. You mentioned the festival, the Stratford Country Club, Avondale United Church, Jobsite Brewing, the Bruce Hotel, just to name a few. So you're in pretty good company if you're the recipient of this award.
And, you know, we're thinking of sort of a business or organization, but it's open for business, organizations, or individuals. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So maybe there's an individual who has worked hard to champion accessibility in some aspect, whether it's accessibility to physical space or accessibility to services, for accommodating people, we welcome those nominations as well.
Okay, so you can get those nominations being accepted now until Friday, October 3rd. And Roger, I'm just thinking of a recent big success story with the Stratford Police Headquarters in downtown Stratford.
Yeah, that was good to finally have that that building owned by the city have a zero threshold barrier-free entrance. So zero threshold, that means there's no steps to get in the door. But barrier-free means that the door would also have an automatic door opener. So that kind of, to qualify those two terms. And the police station now has a barrier-free entrance, and it's welcomed.
Absolutely. Roger Court with City of Stratford's Accessibility Advisory Committee. So nominations are now open. What's the best way to get those nominations in, Roger?
Website. You'll find links there. There's also a post on the city's Facebook from yesterday with a link directly to the website. And the website has a form that you can fill out, and the website also lists alternative ways of applying. If you don't want to fill out the form, you can. There's a phone number and an email address as well.
Okay, so again, the nominations through till October 3rd. Do we find out then in the fall?
Yeah, so we're looking to award and present to the winner near International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which is December 3rd. So it'll be towards the end of November that the recipient of the award is recognized at council.
Okay, fair enough. Roger Court with the City of Stratford's Accessibility Advisory Committee. Roger, thank you so much for your time. Any final thoughts before we let you go in terms of the importance of having businesses and organizations have access or have accessibility?
Sure, yeah. Thanks, Jamie. Maybe some final thoughts are we're always talking about, I'm an ally, I'm an accessibility ally. Well, allies, although allies are good, allies are often silent supporters, right? Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, they should really do that. Well, we need our accessibility accomplices, people that are actually going to take action to remove barriers and make their services or spaces accessible for people. So less talk, more action is maybe the summary of that term.
Okay, and again, you can get details with the City of Stratford on the website. We'll share all the links and details available for you at mystratfordnow.com. And Roger, I think certainly summing up, it's about access for the whole community. We want the whole community involved in being able to access whatever they need.
Absolutely. We want people to reach their full potential, and the only way they can do that is if they have access.
And Roger, thank you for all you've done with the City of Stratford, with great initiatives and so much more. Roger Court with the Accessibility Advisory Committee. Roger, thank you so much for the details.
You bet. Thanks, Jamie.